You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. If you're a small business owner or even a business of one person, chances are you're having to make some major decisions, well, now at the tail end of the pandemic. Today, we're talking about an energy approach, by the way, which is different to decision-making that's never been taught in business school and probably not by your parents either. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Why choose this topic, Jason, of decision making? And by the way, I ask him that. Why did you choose this one? You know, why is it so important? And what do you mean by an energy approach to decision making? It doesn't sound like anybody that's, you know.
It's not about a person. This is why I thought it was so important.
Okay.
Is that it's about an energy approach to business. Now, we're going to do a whole series on business and helping people take an energy approach to business.
Okay.
And decision making is one of the major, you know, the foundational things.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So people, you know, I've got a business degree. It's not a big deal, actually, but, you know, I've been studying business for a long time, and business is probably one of the most, they use programming methods in business more than anything else. So
yes.
It's all about logic, reason, and this is a different approach. So, you know, it's giving you a different framework to make a decision. Normally it's, you know, you figure out the alternatives and figure out which one is best and then choose it. But with an energy approach, it's much different. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
So we know that if you take a regular approach to decision making, you look at the different factors and then you use judgment and then you apply it.
Right.
But what's different about the energy approaches to business is that we use refined intuition, judgment, and a holistic view, which is so much different than seeing the world. And you know, holistic is seeing the world as an ecosystem.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
You're an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Your business is an ecosystem. And the people around you, your customers, are an ecosystem.
Mm.
So when we say refined, we mean constant, consistent, and specific working with the energies in that ecosystem.
And by the way, you start with yourself. I happen to know. You start with yourself, but when you're dealing with a business and you have so many decisions to make each and every day, when you have an understanding of who you are, then you can do what I call a 360 view of what decisions need to be made or what's in front of you at the moment.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I like to say about data analysis, which is a big part of business,
right,
business school, you know, business training, mm-hmm, is that it makes you stupid. Why does it make you stupid?
Hey, I have a hard enough time with that one as it is. Why would I do that? Go ahead.
Data analysis is a mathematical way to understand the energy of a situation.
Okay.
So what is, you know, if you go to an accountant or a business consultant,
okay,
what's the first thing you want to know? They want to know what your net profit is. They want to know what your gross profit is.
Sure.
And they analyze that. That's their way of seeing how they want to see the energy of success with your business. And that's how they interpret it. The problem is that when you look at net profit or gross profit or sales or any of those things, it starts to narrow your focus. You start to have tunnel vision, and that's what you look at. And
could you say that in data analysis, the other factors are never but the other factors don't factor in to those mathematical equations?
Exactly. You know, we had a client one time who worked for a big company, and if I told you the name, you'd understand it, you'd hear it, but I just don't feel comfortable sharing that. But it was the company. She was actually a consultant, and they termed themselves a data driven company.
Ah.
But okay. She would go into, and she told me about this, she'd go into meetings, mm-hmm. and they were trying to figure something out, and she got the answer right away.
And by the way, she had been doing the clearing using the ecosystem approach for quite some time.
Yes, and these other people in the room, they worked with the data, they looked at it this way, they looked at it that way, they used logic, and she was so frustrated.
Yes.
Because data analysis makes you stupid.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
And we just had, that was such an important point that our bulb on our desk just blew up.
Okay.
So, how many bulbs does it take anyway?
Don't go there. Okay. So going back to one of the things that was very impressive about this particular client was that she had said she would walk into the room. She already knew the data because, of course, the reports came in, so everybody knew the information. And she could pinpoint in a matter of minutes. And I'm not talking multiple minutes. I'm talking few minutes. She could pinpoint where the problems were. And it would take the other people hours.
Yes.
Hours. And I was always very impressed with that.
Yes. And, you know, it's not an absolute, it's not black and white, but when you see energies, and then what happens is you start to use your right brain, your left brain, and you start to move it in different ways. You start to think differently.
Well, correct.
When you think about data, you think in terms of boxes, okay. This box, this box.
And when
this
I
box.
Think of data, I think of going to sleep. Hands down.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that
that's
I'm not
a judgment,
the data.
Sweetie. That's not that doesn't apply here. Okay.
Does to me anyway.
So things like the intangibles of a business are really important, and those are always energies. Like
yes.
Future success is an intangible. Customer goodwill is an intangible. Customer mm-hmm. loyalty, customer satisfaction.
Right.
Those are all intangibles. Now, you can try and measure those mathematically, but they're just rough approximations.
Okay.
So here's one of the famous business stories, business case studies.
Yes.
Which is the Coke story. And what happened was, you all know Coca-Cola. And Coke was seeing that their Coke product,
their original Coca-Cola
right,
product,
was starting to diminish in sales. And year after year after year, it was going down, down, down.
Okay.
So they hired a market research firm, and they did taste tests with over 200,000 people.
Right.
And they asked the question, what tastes better? And a huge majority chose... in a blind taste test, chose the new flavor of Coke versus the old flavor of Coke. Mm. So when they asked the question, they narrowed their focus. They weren't looking at the energy of Coca-Cola. They were looking at, well, if it, the people will buy what tastes the best. That was their frame. Now they were stuck in that area.
Oh, I see.
They didn't understand when they decided to go to the new Coke. And some of you may remember this. There was a huge backlash. People were hoarding the old Coke and going in and buying cases of it so they could put it in their basement. And because what they didn't get was that this Coke, the old Coke, classic Coke, what
yes.
they call now,
yes.
Represented a sort of Americana that was really, really important.
Well, and I want you to think about that. When you see a sign of Coca-Cola, the bottom line is it is one of the oldest signs that have been very large in our culture, actually around the world, since the turn of the century.
People love the Coke signs.
They
but the
do.
Point is that they did market research. They felt that they were making the right choice, but because their focus was so narrow.
Yeah.
And even after the fact, even after this has been studied in business school for years, the Coke story, I'm not sure they're going to get any better because they're still using the same approach, which is logic. And it's looking at the different containers.
True.
We're going to talk about a different way.
Okay.
So let's just do the key points.
Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Decision-making for business is an excellent way to apply the energy approach to life. Mm. And decision-making at the core is based on intangibles, which are energies and can be affected directly.
Correct.
Current decision-making methods narrows the view of any situation and can lead to bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have an energy approach to life and to business so you can make better decisions.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to teach you how to make decisions that can be effective and helpful for your business and your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
TalkRadio.com. If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at AliciaLyons.com. AliciaLyons.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to teach you how to make decisions that can be effective and helpful, well, for your business and for your life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful in everyday life. I know you don't do steps, Jason, or formulas, but are there certain things to consider when when making a decision?
And we're going to talk about that. I hate the steps and formulas because that's programming.
Yes.
You know, do this, this, and this, and everything will work out. And it's never that way.
Right.
But there are some approaches to consider. And the more you do, the better these decisions you'll make.
Oh,
so
okay.
Think of it as a path as opposed to an objective.
Okay.
So here's the first one, is to be holistic. Now,
what exactly do you mean by that?
I always shudder when other people say stuff like that because because when someone tells you to be holistic, the truth is that you don't really know how to do that.
Well, no, and the first thing I think
and
is,
then you try and program yourself.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You try and program yourself to be holistic.
You That's
can't,
true.
You can't manage this in your mind. It's what holistic, when we say be holistic, it's a natural result of applying the ecosystem approach over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
you know, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically,
yes.
over time,
mm-hmm.
so that as you do that, your whole thinking process becomes more holistic,
right.
And that's an energy approach to life,
okay,
and to business,
okay.
And so, if you're listening to this right now and you're a business person or you're a business owner, you know, start with yourself because you're the most important. Part of your business.
Piece of that business, yes.
Most important ecosystem in that business.
Correct.
So I'm talking about being holistic, and that's how you get there. The problem is with programming, you think about one issue at a time. You know, let's say we have, you know, you're trying to determine whether you should do a layoff now after the pandemic. It's a big deal. Should you lay off people?
Or should you hire people?
Or how do you get them to come in and work for you?
They're having a hard time with that all over the place.
You know,
so, yes.
If you look at those pieces in exclusion, it doesn't necessarily work.
Right.
And it's an ecosystem and everything is connected. So if you look at the pieces, you're looking at the if you're looking at the pieces, you're not looking at the energy.
Okay.
So how do you be holistic? You look at the energy of a situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you may not understand what that means either, and keep watching us. Keep if you want to have a more energy approach to your business, the way to do that is to
start with yourself.
Start with yourself. But start by listening to our show every week.
Absolutely.
You know, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And there's clearings every single week.
Correct.
It's all free. You just have to sign up and give us your email address. And it's an amazing process. So
True.
So make a decision right now to do that. So that's
by the
first
way,
step.
It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
So that's the first step is, you know, being holistic. And Then the next one is see the situation clearly. Now, again, I hate it when people say that because, well, how do you see the situation clearly? And this is how we do it.
Okay.
Okay. In other words, be objective. You know, see what's really there as opposed to what you'd like to be there, that
Correct.
Sort of thing. That's hard to do.
Well, can I give an example?
Sure.
And we didn't exactly talk about this, but when I do something like this, I see a problem or an issue, something that needs attention, and I actually put it out in front of me in my mind's eye, then I do what I call a 360 walkabout. And I walk around it in my mind so that I can see every piece of it, however it is. Meaning,
And really what you're doing, because people are saying, what is she talking about? You know, but you're literally using your imagination.
I'm literally using
and stepping
my
out of your body.
Yes.
And looking at the situation from a different perspective and using your intuition also.
Correct. Well, one of the biggest things that I see about poor decisions in every business is that they don't look at whatever a situation is or a problem or something. They don't look at it from every point of view.
Coca-Cola, that's why we brought up that case study.
That is correct.
That's a perfect example
well, and,
of that.
And when you look at when you look at something from a different point of view, then you go, oh, I didn't see it that way. Oh, I you know, and sometimes I have physically actually put something in the middle of a room and walked all the way around it so I can actually see it.
So let's give an example.
Okay.
And this was your client, but she was having problems with pricing.
Right.
And I remember she talked about that and we tried to give her help with pricing, but it really wasn't
about
pricing.
The pricing.
No.
Yes.
So yes. What was it about?
It was about her self-esteem and how she believed she was viewed by her peers. And the
so when she went to offer a price for her, she was a consultant to, for a price for her services.
Right. Well, and what she
and
realized,
she got pushback, which
and
she always
she really
would get.
Did. Yeah. Exactly. What she could and she couldn't figure it out. And she thought it was about she was charging too much. That wasn't what it was what it was about, because what she was trying to charge was the same thing that her peers were charging. But because she couldn't
she didn't have the self-esteem.
She didn't have that
and the reason and the way we got her self-esteem was not by teaching her about pricing, but it was about clearing the negative energy that
correct.
that created a lack of confidence.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
And that's the holistic view. That's a holistic approach, an energy approach
exactly.
to this particular client.
And I have to tell you, I've worked with this person for years and she has done better and better and better and better. I'm not saying that she hasn't dropped a ball a time or two or been rejected, any of those things. Of course.
We all make those kind of mistakes. Yeah.
Of course we do. But the bottom line is today, the confidence and the clarity about not only what she does, but about how she even presents herself made all the difference in the world. And we did it through the ecosystem approach by clearing away the negative energies she was holding on to.
So far we got be holistic, mm-hmm. See the situation clearly, and which is it all about energy. Both of those things
correct.
Are about energy. The last one is to make it personal.
Yes.
Now this is, goes in kind of contrary because everybody says, well, it's not personal, it's business. Well, that's not what we're talking about here. We're saying that when you make a decision for your business, it's personal. And the
yes.
best, it's not what the best decision is. It's what's the best decision for you personally. And when you're talking about employees, when you're talking about people who work with you, you know, how you relate to them is personal to you.
Correct.
And it's a big deal.
Correct.
And,
correct.
You know, we were trying to give an example of that. And this is not a business situation, but I think it's perfect for this.
Well, it kind of made a difference.
It kind of made a difference, you know, when Patricia went to the emergency room because she was struggling to breathe, we found out she had a heart valve that was failing.
Totally.
And they, I remember walking with the cardiologist because she was giving us the options and she was making a recommendation for a decision. So you could have a mechanical valve that you could replace it with.
Yes.
Or a, what they call a tissue valve. Mm-hmm. It was bovine in your case.
Yes.
And she was giving me the pros and cons. And she had a recommendation, which was a great recommendation, except it was exactly wrong for Patricia.
Well, and the recommendation was that I have a mechanical valve.
Because she factored in her.
They're flawless, so to speak.
They factored in her age and they think, well, we don't want to go in again and have to replace it, you know, sometime in the future,
exactly,
20 years.
Exactly.
You know,
but there was one little piece of that really
there
mattered.
Was a couple things.
Well, yes.
You know, and she was in the emergency room and for the most part, I was getting the pros and cons and trying
sure.
helping her figure this
by
out.
By the way, which she's very good at.
You know, so it's what I knew is that for someone who has so much heart, you wouldn't put something mechanical in the center of that. And I realized that's a energy term. It's a right brain thing.
Yes.
It's not a left brain thing.
Yes. Yes.
But when I told the cardiologist that it's a deer in the headlights, she didn't get that at all. but we also understood that there was a clicking sound.
And it would go click, click, click 24/7. Within, I don't know, probably 2 days after they stopped giving me a lot of drugs for it, I would have gone berserk from click, click, click.
Not,
would have made me
not
crazy.
Only that, we're kind of health nuts anyways,
yes.
But to have to have the rest of her life on blood thinners would have been awful.
And I'm a really active person. And that would have been really, really, really hard
and
to
so,
do.
So the other thing that we do is that we took that tissue and we took the energy of that tissue and talked to it. Literally,
we did.
To make it merge with your heart.
And by the way, I was told that they had never seen anyone accept something so well as I did all of this.
It's worked really well.
And of course, he's always making jokes about me and my cow friends.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but relatives, but that's beside the point.
It never gets old. I can't help myself. It never gets old. But anyways, so after that, that was a great decision that was based on making it personal.
Right. And
because someone else, it might've been the perfect decision.
Exactly. And there's one thing that I want to point out here is that sometimes all of us, whether you're in business or individual or in your personal life, sometimes we have to make forms of snap decisions and they have to be the best for the situation. And I have to tell you, we used the clearing, we used the ecosystem approach to do this.
Clear the barriers so we can make a great decision.
Exactly.
Clear the veils and illusions so we can see what's going on. Yes.
Exactly. And it really, really, really worked. So Jason, ready for key points?
Here we go. Decision-making is holistic, using judgment, intuition, and self-knowledge. Decision is always personal. The most important question is, what's the best decision for you? And implementation and self-knowledge are connected, and bad decisions always ignore self. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you self-knowledge so you can always make the best decision.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the most important aspect of decision-making that is never talked about or even considered. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up, bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the most important aspect of decision-making that no one ever talks about or even considers. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I know there are aspects to decision-making that are, well, invisible to people who don't take an energy approach, an energy approach to life. Can you talk about those?
You know, this is probably the most exciting part of this because, you know, it's our whole approach to this energy approach to life.
Yes.
We see that there's real benefits, assets. Mm-hmm. You have, it gives you a leg up on living your life. Mm-hmm. But so much of
I love that part, by the way.
Yes. Well, so much energy work is kind of la-la and airy-fairy out there that is interesting, but it doesn't really help you live your life today.
Daily, yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, and I'm really excited about this in this segment. So Looking at the energy of a situation to determine the best choice is what we're suggesting.
Okay.
And if you can see energy, it makes sense. Most people can't see energy. So if you're trying to expand your business, choose this employee over this employee.
Right.
You know, we had a client one time. I remember you were looking at cowboy boots. That's why I remember it because, you know,
we were in a leather shop
and she, it was like an emergency phone call and I took it and she said, well, I've got these two people and I can't figure out which one to hire. And I could see immediately that one of them had anger issues and
major.
She sent me some information about him and I just quickly and I looked at it and it was that quickly.
All right.
It was that easy. But if you have a business, you should be able to do that. Everybody should be able to do that.
Exactly.
When we say an ecosystem approach, we say that we are intuitives and we've been refining that intuition.
Right.
You know,
right.
We didn't get this type of intuition out of the box. You've had intuition all your life.
I have, but I truly didn't know how to actually hone it. I didn't realize.
Or refine it.
Or refine it. Exactly. I didn't realize the value of that.
So.
Until I started doing it.
So looking at the energy of a situation is really valuable. And no one really understands what that is. You know, and if you don't understand it, just start doing the ecosystem approach by doing the clearings every week and working with us and listening to the shows.
Exactly.
So that's an amazing skill right there.
True, true, true.
Here's the other one. And this is really exciting to me too. You have two alternatives. Chances are three alternatives, four alternatives. There's pros and cons to each.
Well, of course.
You know,
sure.
And people come to us. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. People have come to us and there's some form of which decision should I make when they come to us? They're asking
often,
us that question.
Often,
whether they say that explicitly or not, they're saying, okay, which decision should I make? And we don't do that for people.
No.
You know, it's not our job and it's the wrong question. You know, we help people determine what the best decision is for them. But what we really do, and this is what's really exciting to me, is that you always have, there's no perfect decision.
Okay.
And people come to us with this presumption that if you make the right decision, everything will work out. I want to tell you, this is a secret. That doesn't work ever.
Because life is always ever changing.
If you can see energy, you can see that what the best decision is, you know, maybe for you today, maybe next week won't be. And maybe 3 weeks from now, it could have been some other decision or whatever. It doesn't ever work that way.
Right.
But here's the way around it that it's so exciting.
Okay.
And I wish we had a drum roll here.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, okay. So is to take the energy and make it the best decision. So if you're choosing among a number of different options, what I tell people is make the decision, make the choice, the best decision.
Love that one.
And how do you do that? Well,
yes.
this is a good example, that client that you had that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
We've been it's not that she had, it was about a decision per se, but we've been helping her with her business.
Yes.
Making it the right business for her.
Correct.
And making it profitable and making it satisfying.
And by the way, it has been, it has grown more and more and more successful.
And the way you do that is you clear the path. So when you choose an option and you make it the right decision, what you're doing is clearing, so that even though maybe next week it's not the right decision, you clear what gets in your way, and you keep going and you keep clearing and you keep clearing. So even if you choose a wrong decision, whatever that is, that's very subjective in it. You keep clearing so it can become the right decision.
Correct. Well, I had a client ask me, it's right on this line. I had a client ask me the other day to look at this person. And actually, I was looking at like four or five different people, but to look at this one particular person and see if this person was the right fit for the job. And that wasn't the right question. The right question was, what are the negative energies between myself and this person I'm thinking about hiring or consider hiring, so that I can communicate?
Yeah, it wasn't about you. It was the client.
Excuse me. So wasn't about me at all. Make the right decision between the person that was asking the question and the person that she was thinking about hiring. In other words, what were the negative energies that were keeping the clarity about the situation, about that hiring,
and this,
about that job?
This is the most important point about that, is that even if they clear the negative energy and she discerns that this person is the right person, 3 weeks from now, she may have some things come up in her life that create conflict on the job.
Exactly.
So what do? Well, we make it the right decision by clearing it.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like you pick the right person and everything works out.
Correct.
But you keep clearing the negative energy that gets in the way.
And that's what we should do for our everyday lives anyway.
Yes.
Because remember, life is always happening all the way around us. Okay, that's a given. We know that. But the bottom line is we also know that negative energy is around us everywhere. We talk about that when we do the clearing. And we'll talk about more about that in a few minutes. But the bottom line is that when you have negative energy that you're presented with, that you can see or feel or sense, then clearing it really helps you make the best decisions for you.
So if you have a business, clearing your way constantly, consistently, and specifically for your business, for yourself going forward is the best way to make good decisions and the best way to have successful outcome for your business.
Exactly.
And no one ever talks about it. There's no one works with energy.
Right.
They all work with, you know, how to market, how to hire the right people.
Well,
and
sure.
And those are strategies and techniques, and those don't ever consider the energies. So shall we?
You ready for the key points?
Yes.
All right. Jason, what are the key points?
Looking at energy of a situation is the most valuable, but it's uncommon and almost unknown.
Correct.
The biggest misconceptions is that things only work out when you make the right decision in the first place. That is totally false.
Right.
And use your intention to make whatever decision you make the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with energy so you can make the energy work for you instead of against you in your business and in your personal life.
And one of the best things about the clearing is that it gives you clarity about which way, it helps you to see which way to go. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So are we ready to tell everyone how to do clearing?
We're gonna do that. Basically, there's no special posture. You can stand, sit, lay down. You can be in the shower. You can be driving. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind's eye, when we say to eliminate, gather up all those things to eliminate, whether they're veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions, and then blow them into the processor. And if Jacob puts the thing of the image of the processor up now, that would be great.
Uh-huh.
And you can take a look at what it is. If you're listening to this, you're not looking at it.
Right, exactly.
With video, you can imagine a trash can or put it in an actual trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a chance, go to our website and sign up for a free section. And in that free section, you can get a picture. You can download a picture of the processor
exactly.
and kind of put it on your cut it out and put it on your desktop.
And by the way, actually, I know someone who actually carries a picture of it in his wallet.
Oh, that's neat.
I know it is. So, but then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon that life force energy. We're going to call upon it from and have it come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our body and all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes and we're going to turn it around. Remember, it's the most powerful energy we have access to. We're going to ask it to help us get rid of more negative energy and then move on to the next subject or topic or whatever we're talking about. It is the most amazing thing you will ever do for yourself. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you start to make better decisions and take an energy approach to life and your business. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Get empowered.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to make better decisions and take an energy approach to life and your business. So, Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that an energy approach to life can help me make better decisions for my life and for my business.
Love it.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Gather up those barriers
and
blow them into the processor.
Exactly. You don't need them anymore. So moving along, and to eliminate the false belief that being logical is the only way to look at the energy when the truth is that's not true at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that blocks my refined intuition.
Mm-hmm.
That those are the things that you have to start clearing to get rid of, to refine your ability to see energy
exactly.
into all those things.
Exactly. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that distorts my judgment and ability to make good decisions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can clear the negative energies attached to me for more self-knowledge. And that's the way you get that is you remove those negative energies
yes.
and who you are becomes more and more clear.
Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see some illusions and delusions I have about my life right now. Take a breath. And know that I can clear them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that keep me from making good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression and shame I have that makes my...
That keeps me from making an accurate assessment of my self-knowledge.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
And to eliminate any anger I have about making a major decision that keeps me from objectivity.
Huge. That one's huge. And to eliminate my feelings of resistance and bitterness and anger that affects my judgment and self-knowledge about decision-making. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that the best decision in general may not be the best decision for me.
Oh, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take a breath, everyone. I like this one. And to eliminate any thinking that decisions are always completely logical. Wait. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks to my feelings and insights so I can make better decisions.
I like that. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers to my clarity so I can feel and see how my decisions will affect me personally and then affect others. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I make decisions now and how an energy approach for me is better.
Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate some life force. What do you say?
Okay, great.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. So I can use life force energy for everything in my life, including great health and happiness and the ability to see what decisions are in the best interest of me and a situation. Starting right now, pull that in and have it come in all the way through the top of your head and stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around and blow out any negative energy. Throw that negative energy into that processor or garbage can right now.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to make my business and life better with an energy approach.
Take a breath. In through the top of your head, all the way down your body, tips of your toes, turn it around, anything that's blocking you from great decisions. And to activate life force so I can trust that using an energy approach is better for me and my business, personally and about my business. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to uncover self-knowledge and use it for better decisions for my business and for my life.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And last one, I always like this last one, not because we're about finished, but I like this last one because it helps with everything. And to activate life force so I can use life force to be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity and creativity and joy and laughter and fun. Don't forget great health and the ability to be objective about not only who I am, but about the business and the world around me right now. Take a breath, everyone, in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes and turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week? I'm really excited about it. I got to tell you that.
You know, this is a big deal for us. We're going to talk about being a starseed and whether you're a starseed
or not.
You know, it's not like there's any sort of litmus test. Chances are if you are aware of this term mm-hmm. and it interests you, you are one.
Yes.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And this show is not about being able to diagnose whether you're a starseed or figure out whether you're a starseed.
Right.
But it's going to assume that you are because of your interest.
Yes.
And just say, okay, now what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I looked it up on, you know, I Googled it. I saw a lot of different websites. And we've, you know, over the years, most of our clients have been starseed.
Yes. It's not all of them, but most of them.
Most of them. And so it's kind of, we kind of take it for granted.
We do.
But the truth is that now with the age of Aquarius, this is the age of Aquarius, it's time for these starseeds to wake up. But what we see is what's missing is the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
If you're a starseed and you're not using the ecosystem approach, chances are you're caught in all sorts of negative energy. You're being blocked, you're being targeted, and you're being suppressed
yes.
in ways that is contrary to the reason that you're here in the first place.
Well, and one of the things I want to say about starseeds that will hopefully promote you to definitely watch the show or listen to the show. When you're a starseed, it doesn't mean that most people will go, oh, no big deal. But the bottom line is there's a knowing inside that really helps you understand you came here for a reason.
I see that a lot of people use the idea that they're a starseed as some sort of ego boost, even if it's very quiet.
Exactly.
You know, but
exactly.
That's not why it's if you're a starseed, that's not why you are.
No.
You're here to do something.
Amazing.
And chances are, you know, we haven't met anybody who hasn't been blocked, hasn't been limited.
Starseed or not, that's
has
correct.
Has great potential,
yes.
But that potential's been limited. You know, and when we say this is the path to unlimited potential, that's what we mean is that
exactly.
If you're here for a reason, you need to grab that potential and start to use it.
And understand. And one of the best things is most people say, and they've said to me at some point or another, I don't understand why I'm even here. It doesn't matter if I'm here or not. And the bottom line is it does matter. And those of you that are starseeds, and even if you're not a starseed, we all come here to do something amazing. And we come here to make a difference.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons we even started doing the radio show.
So if this interests you, tune in next week.
Absolutely. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me?
Well,
personally,
for one,
and
if
everyone
you're,
out there.
If you're a starseed, it is, you know.
Yes, definitely.
Here's how to do the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
If you want to make better decisions, if you want to have an energy approach to your life or for your business,
mm-hmm.
Or just because you're interested about the starseed stuff,
yeah.
Here's how you do it. You listen to our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
Right.
When you do that, you get a weekly newsletter that has a little bit about, you know, a little behind the scenes about the show, and then a clearing list.
Right.
A lot of our clients just take that clearing list, put it on their phone, and do it every single day.
Right.
You know, you can do it 3 or 4 times a day. Just do it. The more you do it, the better off it is.
Exactly.
So that's the first step. The other thing is that go to our website, not our website, but our Facebook page,
uh-huh.
which is theecosystemapproach.org, and like us while you're there, and you can see the videos for some of our previous shows there.
Exactly.
And leave a comment if you like. We'd love to hear from you.
Right.
And so I guess that's...
Well, what about our Facebook page? Did you talk about
that?
Yeah,
I talked about the Facebook page already. So,
okay.
So, you know... we'd love to have you join us. You know, this is not a cult. This is not something that you have to, there's no secret handshake. There's no,
no
group. We're just trying to teach you how to uncover yourself for your greatest potential.
And by the way, that's one of our jobs that we came here to do, is to help teach people about energy. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.